This news update's being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Also, Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income price plans, as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantz. We have one public service announcement. Bishop Robert Bruce had a lunch event scheduled for today at our Annunciation of the Lord Parish, Port Austin, and that has been canceled. Just thought we'd pass that along. And the Huron County Planning Commission will meet Wednesday, November 5th at 7 p.m. in room 305 of the county building. Agenda items include review of the county's 2020 Planning Commission bylaws, particularly Section 2E, addressing conflict of interest, and discussing and updating Huron County zoning ordinance in full, as suggested by Commissioner Sammy Corey. Under unfinished business, commissioners will continue their review of the Board of Commissioners' request to consider reducing county's owned acreage for solar energy development and adding host community agreement requirements consistent with Public Act 233 of 2023. Communications to be received include several documents and reports from EMS Director Randy Miller related to battery energy storage system safety and incident response, as well as notice from Colfax Township Planning Commission that it intends to draft a master plan. The commission will also consider two new PA 116 farmland enrollment applications, 96 acres in Sheridan Township owned by Carol Sweeney, and 20.62 acres in Port Austin Township owned by David and Danielle Levine. Committee reports and public comment sessions are also on the agenda. The next regularly scheduled meetings for Wednesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. in room 305. And here on County 4-H, members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November the 16th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about the cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing foods that represent each nation. The workshop is open to enrolled and approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, and is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun and glue sticks for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November the 7th, by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 or emailing Verelle7, that is V-E-R-E-L-L-E, the number 7, at msu.edu. And the Social Security Administration announced there will be a slight increase in benefit payments in 2026. The cost of living adjustment, known as COLA, will be a 2.8% for the coming year, which is slightly higher than last year's rate of 2.5% for Social Security monthly payments. Benefits will be a little more because of a slight increase in inflation. According to the chart provided by the Social Security Administration, the 2.8% will mean an increase of about $56 based on average monthly benefit of $2,015. However, some of that increase will be decreased with expected increase in premiums for Medicare Part B, which covers outpatient services and more. That cost of medical coverage is expected to increase by $21.56 per month in 2026. The increase in benefit was to have been released on October 15th, but was delayed because of the shutdown of federal operations due to wrangling over the proposed 2026 budget. COLAs are based on Consumer Price Index for the urban wage earners and clerical workers during the third quarter of the year, according to the SSA website. They show that COLA increases from 20 to 2026. The largest Social Security increase happened in 2023 when it increased by 8.7%. The average increase in other years on the chart ranged from increases of 2% to 3%. The increase in benefit payments expected to be calculated in December, but will not be reflected until next Social Security checks arrive. And now a word from our sponsor.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back with a look at your other news. More than 100 Republican members of Congress signed an amicus brief supporting major oil companies in a Supreme Court case. The lawmakers want to block lawsuits from states and municipalities seeking damages for climate change costs. They argue only the federal government should regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, state attorneys led by Kansas are urging Congress to preempt environmental laws targeting energy producers. Observers say these efforts reflect the administration's push to bolster domestic energy industries, and ongoing legal battles may shape future climate liability policy in the United States. Leaders at the ASEAN summit discuss next-generation policies to advance regional trade and technology integration. ASEAN's combined GDP now exceeds $4 trillion, growing 25% faster than the global average. The summit highlights substantial economic promise for Southeast Asia, and officials are focusing on strategies for sustainable development and economic inclusivity. Enhanced partnerships with the U.S. are being actively pursued, and member countries stress mutual benefits and future opportunities. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to M3 www.sherhealth.isp.com.
At SureHealth, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health, better life.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Thank you for joining me. I'm Russ Cervantes.